We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world,
for the birds that soar in the immense sky,
for the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors,
for the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries,
and for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xunhe Cable TV, Yangchiao Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland plans to hold a summit to aid the recovery of the Baltic Sea. In health news, free fruits and vegetables will be given to students in the United Kingdom. In recycling news, American chip manufacturer launches an eco-friendly packaging plan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 4th, is the United States Independence Day, also known as the 4th of July. It commemorates the gaining of the country's self-government in 1776. The USA is blessed with cultures and traditions from all over the world. This great nation also has remarkable natural areas, including Grand Canyon National Park, Yellowstone National Park, and Great Smoky Mountains National Park, all of which are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. We wish the generous American people a festive 4th of July. News. Telepathic message from Cape Verde seals in Namibia. Beginning July 1st each year, the world's largest sea call has been occurring in the southern African country of Namibia, with 91,000 planned for killing this year alone. In an attempt to stop the brutal slaughter of the endangered Cape Verde seals for good, Francois Hugo of Seal Alert SA in South Africa has been negotiating the purchase of the seal industry itself in order to halt the call by raising $14 million by July 1st. With deep concern for the seal's plight, Supreme Master Qinghai on June 29th pledged $200,000 toward the effort. Soon after, Seal Alert SA announced that the call had been delayed by possibly 2 weeks.
Supreme Master Television spoke with Dr. Rima Morel, founder of the Scotland-based animal sanctuary and charity Living Ark, who is also an animal telepath communicator, to understand the perspective of the seals under threat.
Soon, Namibia, they are planning a mass culling of their seal population, and you have been in telepathic communication with the seals there. Could you please share their message to us?
Yes. The message from the seals is, it is very important that we remain alive, that we are blessed because we are needed, for we represent a very powerful kind of love, a wave of love like that between the mother and her baby. And that type of powerful love is needed to swim the earth back into balance. And where we are living, where we are swimming, that is the job we are doing. We are helping bring this band of wonderful love back to earth and keep it balanced on us. And by us doing it, the whole earth, including humans, is being helped. And it's vitally important that we are allowed to remain to continue that work.
Thank Mr. Francois Hugo of Seal Alert SA for your courageous endeavors to protect the Cape Verde seals. Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern and unhesitating assistance to help save these noble beings. Our hearts sorrow for their plight as we pray that the harm to our animal co-inhabitants, whether for fur or food, soon ends for the peace of all.
Supreme Master Qinghai said, I wish that humans can feel all the pains inflicted upon innocent animals of all orders, and I wish that it will stop and that all beings be treated with respect and love. During a live November 2007 video conference to celebrate her number one international best-selling books on animals, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed for the first time the divine role of our animal friends on the earth, a truth largely hitherto unknown.
I would like to remind all of us about this natural beauty and, of course, the noble quality of the wild animals, or any animals at all. They are a tremendous help to the world. They just help by their presence because they're bringing divine power, pure power, undiluted, unpolluted power into this world. They feel that we need more help in this to awaken our sleep, to recognize our divine self, because that's the most essential purpose in life. If we want to live even as a human life of real fulfillment and happiness, and in turn bringing joy to all around, that's what the animals see and think about ourselves about us and about the world surrounding us.
New quake near L'Aquila, 3 months after the devastating earthquake that cost 300 lives and left 50,000 homeless. The town of L'Aquila in Abruzzo region of central Italy were once again struck early Friday morning by a tremor measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale. This was the latest of hundreds of aftershocks that have continued since the April quake, with this one being the strongest since a 4.5 magnitude quake on June 23rd. Fortunately, none have resulted in further damage or casualties. We are grateful to know of the Abruzzo's residents' safety through these latest tremors and pray that the quake-afflicted are soon restored to their fulfilling normal lives. May disturbances such as these subside through our greater benevolence and care for the planet.
Swine flu continues its rapid spread. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, confirmed cases of swine flu are now approaching 90,000 across approximately 121 countries, with 382 people who have lost their lives to the illness. During a forum in Mexico on Thursday, WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan stated, "As we see today, with well over 100 countries reporting cases, once a fully fit pandemic virus emerges, its further international spread is unstoppable." Indeed, Kenya, Uganda, and Croatia this week reported their first cases of the disease. In the United Kingdom, more than 1,000 people have reported swine flu symptoms in London's East End, while in the Philippines, confirmed cases have more than doubled to over 1,700. Our hearts continue to be saddened by the rising incidence of this pervasive illness. We send our sympathies to those who have lost a loved one to the grip of the swine flu as we pray for the protection of the afflicted. May humanity quickly awaken to the freedom that can be found in the considerate vegan lifestyle, which restores wholesome health to all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution, and as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Haiti's debts pardoned. This past week, three international organizations, Inter-American Development Bank, World Bank, and International Monetary Fund, or IMF, announced that they are forgiving $1.2 billion of Haiti's debts following the country's implementation of financial reforms. This amounts to a substantial two-thirds reduction of what was previously owed. Haitian Finance Minister Daniel Dorsenville expressed his nation's thanks, saying the debt relief would help the government invest in growth and poverty reduction programs. "Many thanks and heaven bless your generosity, Inter-American Development Bank, World Bank, and International Monetary Fund, wishing the kind people of Haiti lives of productive comfort and fulfillment."
Explorer recognized for cave discoveries in Olac, or Vietnam. In Wang Binh Province, known for its UNESCO World Heritage Site, Pham Nha Ke Bang National Park, and two caves that were found this year to be the largest in the world, Mr. Din Hom Nyam recently brought several reporters to three more caves he had discovered and explored many years ago.
The first, located next to the Hung Thon Valley, contains a river that Mr. Ding had spent extensive time exploring with a simple flashlight and an inner tube going an estimated 6 kilometers into the cave. The second has been called Thu Lan Cave and features 3 grottos, with one that has an area like a large stage with steps made from minerals. The third is Do Mok Cave. Mr. Ding has been officially recognized by the chairman of Minhua's District People's Committee as having discovered the 3 caves.
Our warm accolades, Mr. Din Hom Nyam, for this deserved distinction. We are inspired by your discovery to further appreciate the myriad forms of natural beauty that surround us all.
Smoking shortens lives by 15 years. In an international study on the mortality rates of smokers, the New Zealand Medical Association, or NZMA, has revealed that people who smoke face premature death with an average of 15 life years lost. Highlighting the suffering of loved ones, Association Acting Chairman Paul Oakleford said, "What is often forgotten is the impact these deaths have on the people left behind. If you continue to smoke, your grandchildren might never get to know you, and you'll miss seeing them grow up. The best thing you can do for you and your family is quit smoking." Chairman Oakleford also observed that there are many options available to help people stop the habit, such as inexpensive nicotine replacement therapy. Our gratitude, Chairman Oakleford, New Zealand Medical Association, and all involved in this important study for helping the public understand the detrimental costs of tobacco use. With heaven's grace, may this harmful substance soon be a thing of the past for the benefit of families worldwide.
Soy linked to strengthening lung function. A new study from Japan shows that consumption of soy products reduces the risk of lung disease, especially in the case of long-term smoking. Conducted by Dr. Fumi Hirayama and Professor Andy Lee from Curtin University of Technology in Australia, 300 Japanese patients with COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, from 6 hospitals were examined regarding their intake of soy. Dr. Hirayama said that the flavonoids from soy foods appear to act as anti-inflammatory agents in the lungs, thus helping protect from tobacco carcinogens. Although the study did not examine this specifically, the protection would likely apply to second- and third-hand smoke effects as well. Dr. Hirayama, Professor Lee, and colleagues at Curtin University of Technology, many thanks for this good news about the safeguarding qualities of soy. Wishing people everywhere the gift of being tobacco-free with fresh air and robust health for all.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Father forsakes his life to save his son. Officials recently rushed to respond to an emergency 911 call about an 11-year-old boy whose leg had become stuck in rocks and thus was in danger of drowning at the top of Quarry Falls in North Carolina, USA. When rescue crews arrived, they found that the boy's father, Michael Grady, had been able to rescue his son. However, his own foot became stuck in the same place where his son had been stranded. With difficult access and water pressure that was heavier than usual due to recent rains, emergency personnel were unable to free him in time. But thanks to Michael Grady's determined efforts, his son was treated at the local hospital and released in good health. We send our heartfelt sympathies to the family of Michael Grady. May God bless his son with many years of vibrant health as his heroic father's soul rests peacefully in heaven's infinite light and love.
Z save our planet, Arctic permafrost could release vast amounts of greenhouse gases. A four-year study by the Australian Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, or CSIRO, has revealed that the carbon stores beneath the vast Arctic tundra, or permafrost, are much higher than previously estimated.
CSIRO's Global Carbon Project Executive Director, Dr. Joseph Canadell, stated, "Projections show that almost all near-surface permafrost will disappear by the end of this century, exposing large carbon stores to decomposition and release of greenhouse gases." He went on to state his own observations on a recent trip to China that the permafrost at the Arctic southern limit had nearly disappeared in the last 20 years. It is estimated that even a 10% permafrost melt would result in a 0.7 degrees Celsius increase in temperature, causing more intense storms, droughts, and rising sea levels, with further warming that could be irreversible and catastrophic if the thaw happens too quickly.
Dr. Canadell and colleagues at the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, we appreciate your efforts in providing this alarming report. Let us all awaken now and act in bringing sustainable earth-saving measures to preserve the environment for ourselves and all beings.
In a July 2008 video conference with our association members in Seattle, Washington, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai warned of the planet's imperiled state, offering her insights on how to best ensure a stable future.
If the ice melts and the sea warm, then the gas will be released into the atmosphere. And it does already, according to scientists' research and proved. So the gas that release into the atmosphere might affect you. And you see, if it's not cold, and even all the permafrost, which is the cold, hard mud layers, will be melted also. And then the gas from the permafrost also will be released. And that's the reason maybe you feel more tired. And some places may have more mental illness and all kind of other illnesses. And diseases go where they have not been before even. So everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible. Then we still can save the planet.
Save our planet. Whale watching benefits the economy more than hunting. A recent report released by the International Whaling Commission, or IWC, showed that the revenue generated by the global whale watching industry in 2008 outweighed the profits from whale hunting in countries such as Japan, Iceland, and Norway.
With the whale watching industry having more than doubled in the last decade, $2.1 billion was generated in 2008 as 13 million people from 119 countries engaged in the activity. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, who commissioned the report, has thus commented that whaling countries would profit more from switching to watching whales instead. IFAW Whale Program Director Patrick Ramage said, "As governments sit here at the IWC debating what to do about whaling, their people are showing the way. Whale watching is clearly more environmentally sustainable and economically beneficial than hunting, and whales are worth far more alive than dead."
A big bravo, Director Ramage and International Fund for Animal Welfare, for your clear illumination of the manifold value of these precious marine mammals. Blessed be the magnificent whales for the wondrous happiness and harmonious balance they bring to our world.
Save our planet. With global warming effects already noted in the region, Simon Fraser University on Vancouver Island, Canada, hosts a forum for the island's residents to devise a plan for coping with the challenges of new diseases, heat waves, and dwindling water supplies.
Save our planet. During the first electric car share and rental program to promote green alternative transportation in Maryland, USA, electric cars such as Maya 300 from Canadian technology manufacturer Electrovaya are available to rent at the Maryland Science Center.
Save our planet. Based on current evidence as well as future forecasts, UK Climate Change Minister Joan Ruddock warns that we are now in a make-or-break time for climate change and that the solution lies in immediate actions to decrease global emissions.
Save our planet. Meeting in Algeria's capital city of Algiers, the Council of Arab Water Ministers approved a plan that allocated $10 million in projects to ensure water security and achieve Millennium Development Goals while striving to mitigate the effects of climate change.
Hello, it's me, Rulrath the Rock Wallaby. I'm a vegan and eat no animal products. I'd like to share a tip on playing safely, whether you are biking, skating, skateboarding, or riding a scooter. It's a good idea to always wear a helmet to protect your head. There are many styles available, designed for different activities. At department stores or online, you can find a type that best suits your needs. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In good governance news, Finland is committed to helping the Baltic Sea. To aid in its recovery from pollution, the Baltic Sea Action Summit will be held in February of 2010 in Helsinki. Finland's President Tarja Halonen and Prime Minister Matti Taneli-Vanhanen have asked leaders of states and companies surrounding the Baltic Sea to participate. President Halonen stated that by working together, the best ways to save the sea can be discovered. Eight companies agreed to provide funds as well as assistance through their technology and products. Thank you, Finland, for your dedication to improving the condition of your valued waters. We pray that with the region's cooperative efforts, the Baltic Sea will soon be returned to its purity and splendor.
In health news, Food Plan in United Kingdom City strives to improve children's well-being. As part of Sheffield's Healthy Towns program, 800 students in Year 7 in three of the area's schools will receive free fruits and vegetables daily. These will include apples, bananas, pears, carrots, strawberries, and sugar snap peas. The project is directed by National Health Service Sheffield, along with Sheffield City Council. Nine regions in the UK were given approximately 5.7 million euros each in funding to support this plant-based endeavor. Our appreciation, National Health Service Sheffield and Sheffield City Council, for this caring offering of Mother Nature's bounty. May all children learn to make wise dietary choices for a vibrant and fulfilling future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, an American chip company opts for eco-friendly packaging. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more forward-thinking news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, hopeful news for a contented world. In recycling news, two American firms launch an eco-friendly packaging plan. Snack company Frito-Lay will be opening 1,000 collection sites in the United States for consumers to deposit used bags of their products. Upcycling firm TerraCycle will then transform them into an array of usable products such as purses, handbags, and pencil cases. In addition, Frito-Lay is donating 2 cents to charity for every bag left to be transformed. The program has the potential to divert more than 5 million bags from landfills by the end of this year. Kudos, Frito-Lay and TerraCycle, on your green partnership. May many more organizations work together for the greater good of our one and only planet Earth.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Candidate.
A candidate was trying to convince his audience about all his fine qualities in a very powerful and impassioned speech. Then finally he asked, if they have any questions for him. One raised his hand and said, "Yeah, I want to know the other candidate names, please."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
The teachings of Supreme Master Ching Hai are very impressive, teaching the people of the world how to feel the words of the Master, and teaching children how they behave in a proper way. The Master is like a school teacher, so we must listen to the lectures of Ching Hai. She is also a mother, a spiritual writer, and a friend to us. Joshua from Manila, the Philippines.
Reflective Joshua, how wonderful of you to share your touching thoughts. God bless the Philippines. May all citizens of the world heed Supreme Master Ching Hai's advice to adopt a vegan lifestyle for the planet's survival, animals' happiness, and cultivation of our souls. Wishing you divine light and love always.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the heavens' benevolence guide you always. The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Due to significant improvements in Cambodia's health services, schools, roads, and infrastructure, the UK's Department for International Development announces the retirement of its national office there.
Bristonet, a popular local blog in New Jersey, USA, reports on the increasing trend of children adopting vegetarianism as their diet of choice and provides information for parents to support them.
The Quartet of Mideast negotiators, together with G8 finance ministers and support from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, request that Israel end settlements, open borders with Palestine, and resume peace talks.
To voice their support for children forced to live in conflict situations, 12 British youth representing their 230,000 fellow students present campaign letters to International Development Minister Mike Foster.
In Shanghai, China, animal activists rescue 300 stolen pet cats that were found in a residential area and return them to their rightful caregivers.
British Iraq veteran Rich Emerson is teaching ocean surfing to fellow former soldiers to help them overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
Building on Afghanistan's past successes in the field of healthcare, France donates 3 million euros to the Central Asian country for the elimination of diseases such as polio and malaria.
Meeting at the White House, U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel affirmed their country's mutual support in progressing on climate change goals and economic recovery.
With support that has been voiced by former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called for measures to curb alcohol abuse.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad and Secretary General of the French Presidency Claude Guéant met in Syria, where the two discussed enhancements of bilateral relations as well as regional and international issues.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.